Ever imagine being sentenced to like years, maybe even decades more in prison just because of something a judge decided, not a jury?
Yeah,
That's
that was the reality before the Supreme Court case, United States v. Booker.
okay, so today we're diving deep into Booker.
We're going to be exploring how this case changed mandatory federal sentencing guidelines to just advisory ones.
Interesting.
And, sparked debates that are still going on today.
Wow.
It really shows the tension between making sure sentencing is consistent, but also protecting that Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial.
Oh, right, that fundamental right to have a jury decide your fate and not just one judge.
Exactly.
So can you tell me more about the man at the center of this case, Freddie Booker?
Sure.
What happened to him?
Well, Freddie Booker was convicted of having crack cocaine
Right.
with the intent to distribute. And based on the 92 and a half grams of crack that they found in his duffel bag, the jury found him guilty.
Okay, so that makes sense.
But the story doesn't end there.
Okay, I'm sensing a plot twist. What happened during the sentencing?
This is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
The judge, going beyond what the jury decided, looked at some additional evidence and said, well, actually, I think Booker had 566 grams of crack.
Wow.
Yeah. And the judge also said that Booker had obstructed justice. So these findings obviously really increased how long his potential sentence could be.
So the jury found him guilty based on one amount of crack, but then the judge used a much larger amount to figure out the sentence.
Right, and that's where the Sixth Amendment comes in.
Okay.
You can't be sentenced for a crime, in this case, a bigger drug amount than what a jury actually convicted you of.
That makes sense.
So the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals actually agreed with Booker and vacated the sentence and said, we got to go back and do the sentencing again.
Okay. Was the government happy with that?
Not really.
Okay.
The government appealed, and the case ended up going all the way to the Supreme Court,
Wow.
which is what led to this landmark decision about federal sentencing.
Wow. So we have a convicted drug offender, a sentence increased based on things the jury didn't even decide, and a constitutional clash that goes all the way to the top.
Exactly.
So what were the main questions the Supreme Court had to figure out?
They had two big questions.
Okay.
First, does the Sixth Amendment stop a judge from deciding facts that make a defendant's sentence longer than what the jury's verdict allowed?
Okay, that makes sense.
And second, if that's true, what does that mean for how we do sentencing now with the mandatory sentencing guidelines?
So basically, the whole federal sentencing system was on the line.
Pretty much.
So what did they decide?
It was a split decision,
Okay.
but the Supreme Court's opinion would drastically change federal sentencing.
Okay.
Justice Stevens wrote the majority opinion about whether the sentencing guidelines were constitutional, and this was based on two earlier cases, Apprendi v. New Jersey and Blakely v. Washington.
Okay, so Booker wasn't the first time people were concerned about the sentencing guidelines.
Right.
So can you remind us what Apprendi and Blakely said?
Basically, they said that any fact that makes a sentence longer than the maximum allowed by law has to be decided by a jury, not a judge.
So the jury's verdict sets the limit.
Exactly. Judges can't go beyond that based on their own findings.
That makes sense. So the jury's decision sets a limit on the sentence.
Right.
What did that mean for the sentencing guidelines in Booker?
That's where Justice Breyer's opinion comes in.
Okay.
He agreed with Stevens about the Sixth Amendment violation, but he had a different solution.
So the court agreed the guidelines were unconstitutional, but disagreed on how to fix it.
Right.
So what was Breyer's idea?
Breyer's solution was kind of innovative, but also controversial.
Okay.
He said, keep the sentencing guidelines, but make them advisory instead of mandatory.
Oh, advisory instead of mandatory. That's a big change.
It
How
is.
does that work?
So before Booker, the guidelines were like a strict formula for judges.
Right.
They couldn't really deviate. But after Booker, they became more like actual guidelines, recommendations.
So judges had to consider them, but didn't have to strictly follow them.
Exactly.
That gives judges more freedom, but doesn't that create some problems?
Like what?
Like, couldn't that lead to inconsistent sentences?
That's right. That was a big concern.
Yeah.
And it brings us to a key tension that Booker highlighted, the balance between giving judges discretion and keeping sentencing consistent across different cases.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So Booker really changed how federal sentencing works,
Yeah.
giving judges more leeway, but also raising concerns about things being inconsistent.
Yeah.
Was everybody on the Supreme Court okay with this approach?
Not at all. Remember, it was a split decision.
Right.
And there were some pretty strong opinions from the justices who disagreed.
Okay.
Justice Stevens, even though he wrote the majority opinion on the Sixth Amendment issue, he didn't agree with Breyer's solution. He thought making the guidelines just advisory went too far and was basically rewriting the law, which he saw as the court overstepping its power.
So even though Stevens agreed that the sentencing guidelines were unconstitutional the way they were written, he didn't like a Breyer's fix.
Right.
What about the other justices who disagreed?
What were their main concerns? Well, Justice Scalia was with Stevens on this one.
Yeah.
He also worried about the court going too far.
Okay.
But here's something interesting. Even Justice Breyer himself had a partial dissent.
Wait, Breyer disagreed with his own solution. Why?
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
Yeah.
So while Breyer wanted to make the guidelines advisory, he also worried that this could lead to more variation in sentences.
Okay.
He was concerned that without a mandatory structure, judges' personal biases might sneak into their decisions, leading to very different sentences for similar crimes, depending on where you are in the country.
So even the guy who came up with the solution had doubts. It seems like the court was in a tough spot trying to make sure the Sixth Amendment was followed without causing chaos in the whole sentencing system.
Yeah.
So how did things actually go after Booker?
Did it all work out as planned?
Right.
Well, Booker brought in a new era of federal sentencing where judges have more say, but also more responsibility.
Yep.
Instead of just plugging numbers into a formula, judges now have to think about a lot more factors when deciding on a sentence.
So what are some of those things judges have to consider now?
I imagine it's a lot more complicated than just looking at the crime itself.
Right.
One important set of factors is outlined in Section 3553A of the federal sentencing law.
Okay.
These factors include things like what the crime was, the defendant's history and personal situation, the need for the sentence to show how serious the crime was, and to make people respect the law and, of course, to punish the person fairly.
So it's not just about the crime. Judges had to think about the bigger picture. The defendant's past, how likely they are to reoffend, the possibility of rehabilitation. It sounds like a much more careful approach.
Yeah. Booker shifted sentencing away from a strict system to a more individualized one.
Okay.
And to keep things in check, appellate courts now have to review sentences for reasonableness.
Reasonableness review.
What does that mean?
Are the appeals courts just automatically agreeing with whatever the trial judge decides?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Reasonableness review is a major way to check that judicial freedom we talked about.
Okay.
Appeals courts have to make sure the sentence from the trial judge is fair, looking at all the relevant factors and those now advisory sentencing guidelines.
Okay.
It's a way to balance flexibility for judges with some consistency in sentencing.
So it's a balancing act.
Yes.
Judges have more freedom after Booker, but their decisions are still checked by higher courts.
Right.
What's been the overall impact of this change in federal sentencing?
Has it done what it set out to do? It's still being debated.
Okay.
Some people say it's led to greater fairness because judges can customize sentences to the specifics of each case. But others worry that it's made things less consistent and harder to predict, making it tough for defendants to know what to expect.
Yeah.
And they think it might even lead to different sentences depending on where you are or the judge's own opinions.
It sounds like there are good points on both sides.
Yeah.
Did Booker accidentally create new problems while trying to fix the Sixth Amendment issue?
Maybe. There's a lot of research going on right now trying to figure out if disparities have actually gotten worse since Booker, especially racial disparities.
Okay.
Some studies say yes, others say any increases are small and the system is fairer overall.
So there isn't a clear answer yet.
Not yet. It's complicated.
It seems like we're still figuring out the long-term effects of Booker.
We are.
How has this change affected lawyers who work in criminal law?
Has Booker changed how they handle sentencing? Absolutely. It was a game changer.
I bet.
Before Booker, lawyers mainly focused on manipulating the sentencing guidelines calculations to try and get the shortest sentence possible. But after Booker, lawyers need to be a lot more strategic and creative.
That makes sense.
If the guidelines are just advisory, what else do lawyers need to focus on? They have to be experts not just on the guidelines themselves, but also on all those other factors we discussed from Section 3553A.
Right.
They need to present their clients in a good light, offer evidence that might lessen their sentence, and argue for a sentence that's fair and reasonable considering everything.
So it's not just about numbers anymore.
Yeah.
Lawyers have to be good at telling stories advocating for their clients, almost like social workers, to really make a strong case for a fair sentence.
Exactly.
Wow.
They also need to understand how to handle reasonableness review, making arguments to convince the appeals courts that a sentence is justified.
Okay.
It's way more complicated now than it was before Booker.
Yeah, it's interesting how this one case has had such a big effect on the entire criminal justice system.
Right, and the impact is still being felt.
Yeah.
Booker is still something people debate and write about. We're still learning about its full impact on sentencing.
We've talked about a lot, but there's still so much to say about the Booker decision and its legacy.
Derek.
We've been talking about all the details of United States v. Booker.
Yeah.
And it seems like it really changed things in the criminal justice system.
It did.
So with all this talk about advisory guidelines and reasonableness review.
Right.
Did Booker actually do what it was supposed to?
That's a good question.
I mean, did it find that balance between making things fair and keeping sentencing consistent?
That's the big question everyone's asking about Booker.
Yeah.
And there's no easy answer.
Yeah.
It was definitely a response to a real constitutional problem.
Right.
And it definitely shifted who has the power in sentencing.
Mm.
But whether it's created a system that's both fair and consistent is still being debated.
So it seems like we traded one problem for another.
Yeah, you could say that.
We have the Sixth Amendment being followed.
Yeah.
And judges have more flexibility to look at each case individually.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's the chance of inconsistency and unfair differences in sentences coming back.
That's right.
Did Booker actually end up causing more problems than it solved?
It's a valid question to ask.
Yeah.
Booker made us really think about some fundamental things.
Of what?
Like the balance of power between judges and juries, the purpose of sentencing, and what justice actually means.
It's deep.
Yeah, these aren't just abstract legal questions. Yeah. They have real consequences for real people's lives.
And that's important to remember.
It is.
Booker isn't just a case in a law book.
No.
It's about real people facing real consequences.
Exactly. And the debate goes on as people study Booker's impact on how sentences are given out.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say it's led to more fairness and a more individualized way of doing things where judges can tailor sentences to fit each case.
Okay.
But others think the shift has made the system less predictable, maybe leading to differences based on things like geography or the judge's own opinions.
Ooh, there's evidence on both sides. Is there any agreement on whether these differences in sentencing have actually increased since Booker?
That's one of the toughest things to figure out.
Okay.
Some studies show that disparities, especially racial disparities, might have gotten worse.
Wow.
While others say any increases are pretty small,
mm-hmm.
We don't have a definite answer yet.
Yeah.
It's definitely something that needs more research.
It sounds like we're still figuring out the long-term effects of Booker.
We are.
It's a case that keeps sparking important conversations.
It does.
And it raises questions that we'll probably be dealing with for a long time.
I agree. Booker's legacy goes beyond just lawyers and courts.
In what way?
It reminds us that law is always changing.
Okay.
It's a system that evolves as we try to deal with complex social problems.
That makes sense. And that evolution often means making tough choices and compromises.
Right.
Which Booker definitely shows us.
Yeah.
It highlights how important it is to stay involved, ask hard questions, and keep working towards a justice system that reflects our values.
Well said. Booker is a perfect example of how one case can have a huge impact on our legal system.
Yeah.
Shaping how justice is done for generations to come.
And it shows that we can't just sit back and watch.
We
have to be part of these issues and fight for a system that's fair and just for everyone.
I totally agree. Understanding complex cases like Booker helps us better understand the challenges and opportunities in our justice system.
Well said.
Thank you.
Well, I think that wraps up our deep dive into United States v. Booker.
It does.
It's been a really interesting look at a truly landmark case.
Yeah, it was.
Hopefully our listeners understand this important decision and what it means for criminal justice even today.
Definitely. Booker will keep people talking and debating.
It will.
It makes us think critically about how we achieve fairness and balance in our search for justice.
And as always, we want our listeners to keep exploring these issues.
Yes.
And to stay engaged with the ever-changing world of law.
Right.
Until next time, keep those legal minds sharp.